We're up to Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chaf. It's a very famous Pasuk. Again, Chavav, Perek Chaf, Lech Ami Bo Vachadorecha. Go, my nation, and enter your chamber. Usgar delosecha ba'adecha, and seal, lock the door behind you. Chavi kim'at rega, take shelter. Chavi is take shelter for kim'at rega, for just a moment, a short moment. Ad yavar zoam, until the anger subsides. I think we've all heard this, unfortunately, in the Persian Gulf War, where Achein b'nei Yisrael had to enter the bomb shelters and the sealed room, because of the threat. And this pasuk was quoted very, very often of Lech Ami Bo Vachadorecha Uskar Delascha Ba'adecha. We should not know from such things. What exactly does it mean here, go into your chamber? So simply means, I mean, unfortunately, we know that the pasuk can be translated literally, unfortunately, go into a sealed room. But Chazal, Rashi, and the Mefarshim, they interpret it a little bit differently. Rashi, let's start with Rashi, even though I usually go to the Mesudos first, but here let's look at Rashi. Lech Ami Bo Bechadarecha. Teshuvah zu heshivuhu l'navi lech ami bo b'chadarecha b'bate kinosius b'bate midrashas. The chamber that Hashem is telling you to enter is enter the Beis Medrash. The b'bate kinosius b'bate midrashas, here dealing with Yimos HaMashiach, there's going to be a war, Melchemes Chagumav, there are difficult times, and the place where a person should seek shelter is when times are rough, when there is zav, when there is anger in the world, and there is sakana, to do tshuva ma'asim tovim, and the place for that is in the Beis HaKnesset, tefillah, and the Torah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is chadarech, refers to the inner chambers of one's heart. A person is finds himself in a difficult time, so he has to make a cheshven hanefesh. And the chambers are, enter the recesses of your mind, your heart, and find the place where you can make improvements in your life. Let's see what the Mitzvah is, how he translates the words exactly. Lecha mi maimer hanavi b'derech mashal bo b'chadarech uskar hadelos ba'atcha shelo yuchal lovoi mi etzlecha laso simcha ra. Go to a place where no one can do with you harm. The sisri kishir rega mu'et, there's a small amount of time, asher yavar hazam v'telech lo'ine, will go away. V'rotz lo'imar Sosrei atzmecha b'mistar teshuva u'masim tovim. Conceal yourselves, hide yourselves in areas of tshuva and ma'asim tov. L'hogin alecha mizam hatzor sheyevoi kodim bo'agul. So he's interpreting this according to the Medrash, that it means go into the chambers of your heart. Okay, so we have over here basically three interpretations. Either means simply, like the way we know it today, unfortunately, is seek shelter. Or it means the recess of your heart, the chambers of your mind and heart, or it means Bate Kinesio Subate Mid Roshos. Okay, that's really what he says. The Rashi also, and the next Rashi says, the last Chabad, Tagim Yonason, Avil Chauvdin Kadim Dignon, the Yignon Al Allah, do Maisim Tob, which will protect you. Verbitan Humo Darash, Skar Dalsi Pichok, another interpretation, close the door of your mouth. Okay, a whole different word, a whole different interpretation. Lock the door behind you, don't complain. Close your lips. Close your lips and be quiet. Shloita harer, acha midas hadin, not to complain against the midas hadin. Okay, so different interpretations of what this pasuk means. Let's go now to the next pasuk that goes about ayivar hazam, this zam, the anger of the truck. We know this from Bilam. The Gemara discusses that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day. How long does Hashem get angry for? Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, and he waited for the certain precise moment because he knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu every single day gets angry. And how long does he get angry for? Chazal say gets angry for the amount of time it takes to say the word Rega. Let me read you the Gemara. It's Gemara himself, the Brachas of Zion, coming along pretty soon in the new Machzor of Shas. V'lom o'amar kimat rega, elekach sheninu, kishakadosh baruch hu kois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, kama zamo, how long does his anger last? Rega, for one moment. V'chama, rega, what is the amount of time of a rega? How long is rega? 10 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute, an hour, what's the rega? Omar Rabbi Oven, Vitem Rabbi Avino, rega kememra, the amount of time it takes to say the word rega, which for us takes a second, half a second. How do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a second? So the Gemara says, Mehacha. The Gemara in Dav Zayin. Okay, so you have to remember, not so long from now, the Gemara is going to quote this pasuk. This the Gemara. How do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a second? This pasuk. Chavi kimat rega ad yavor hazam. Hide yourself for one moment until the anger passes. So we see here that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second. Okay, there's another medrash. The Medrash says that when a person finds himself when things are not going in his favor, a person has difficult times in life, whatever you try to do, you just not matzliach, happens sometimes. So what do you do? Don't try to fight. Don't try to just ride out the storm. There are times in life where you see it's not going so well. Don't try, let me read you what it says in the Medrash, ride out the storm. Not go with the flow. Don't you have to protect yourself, but just let the time pass. Let me read you what it says over here. Lecha mi istaklu li kaviyachal b'shosh sheri isi. Who's speaking here? I'm not sure who's speaking, but it's the Medrash. B'shosh sheri isi shochat sufa ba'ava noseichem nosati lo mokoyim shneemar heishivach ha'yimino afatem. Okay, I'm reading over here. Lecha mi anyone that tries to wage war against the Shah, against the times, things are not going his way, and he's going to wage war, he's going to be in action. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Seifo shenof al biyada, you will not succeed. If you let the times just pass by, don't engage in bad times, then sofa shenafla biyado, you will overcome the bad times, you will survive, and the difficult times will pass. So it's a very difficult balance when you know to stand up and fight what you believe in, and sometimes you know you're not going to succeed, so just save your energy to fight another day when things will be going in your favor. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it all depends on the situation, but there is such a thing that it's not always a time to fight. There are times in life you fight, and there are times in life that you don't fight. When you have to make that balance, I don't know. It's a very difficult call, but you see such a concept here where the Navi instructs the people, don't fight. Just let the zam, the anger, pass. You hide yourself in your room for a period of time, and there are other battles to fight later on, not now. Pasuk of Aleph, Kihine Hashem Yotzei Mimukoymoi. Pasuk of Aleph, Hashem, again referring to Yimos, Hashem is coming out, Yotzei in the future, Alash and Asa will come out from his place, Lifko, to visit, or to remember, to punish. Lifko is a very difficult word, it means many things in many different places, it means to count, it means to remember, to punish, to reward. Lifko here means to punish, to remember punishment. Avon, the sin Yosef, Aretz Alav, the sin of those who live upon the earth upon them. The day will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold responsible and accountable all of the evildoers who thus far have gotten away with crime. And the crime here is murder. The Gilsa Aretz Estamecha, the earth will reveal its blood. V'lo Sechaseod Al Harugecha, the earth will no longer cover its blood. In other words, there are people who have committed murder. That's the Lefi Pshuto, but of course, in the broader context, it refers to any type of sin or wrongdoing, that people in this world, they commit terrible crimes, and they get away with it. They murder people. Here we're describing the crime of murder, and the blood of the victim has been absorbed into the earth. The body has disintegrated. There's no evidence. And these people, they live a happy, good life, and there's no din v'cheshbon. So the pasuk here says, do not worry, the day will come when Kadosh Baruch Hu will come forth from his place, and he will punish all of the evildoers. The earth will be, there will be a gezerah upon the earth to expel, to reveal the blood of the victims and declare who is responsible for spilling this blood. That's what this pasuk says. The gilsar's earth will reveal as tamech, the blood of the victims, and no longer will conceal the earth to a certain degree as a partner in crime. The earth absorbs the blood, and we don't know who's guilty, but that will come to an end when the Mashiach comes. It's not clear. So Rav Schwab, he said it's not clear. Does this mean that the Rishayim will be resurrected? They'll be shaykh in Tchiyas HaMeisim, not for their better, not for their good. They'll be shaykh in Tchiyas HaMeisim so that they can be punished with the full taikif of punishment. Can you imagine dealing with the Nazis and all these other Rishayim? They'll be brought back to life, not because they're going to have for good. They'll be brought back to life so they can stand trial and they can be punished and receive what they deserve. Or it doesn't mean that. It means that in the Olam HaNeshamos, these individuals who have brought suffering to this world, they will suffer in the next world. It's not clear.
Why does Hashem have to wait to then to do that? Hashem knows Hashem.
Hester Panim. That's the way the world is. The world is that.
The Nazis are Hashem. It's been 60 years.
The vast majority got away with it.
Hashem has not punished them. Mashiach has not come yet.
What?
You're saying Olam Amos, Hashem is there?
That's what it says. That the time of, when the time of Mashiach, they will be punished.
They're not being punished now?
Obviously not.
In Olam Amos, they're not going to get heaven?
Well, we don't know what goes on in Olam Amos, but at least in this world, the way, I mean, I don't know. We don't know. The one thing is certain. There will be a Din V'cheshbon. Whether it has already happened in the Olam HaNeshamos, we don't know. Olam Amos is time is not the way we know it. Time, the way we know it, is in this world. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as time. Hoya, hoya, v'yia. The past, the present, and the future, it's all the same. It's a very complicated, hard for us to understand, living in this world.
So when we say in the Avarachim, take the kumra for their blood, that's part of what you say in the referring to the future.
Shveich ha-masal adam, we say all over Davening is full of revenge. When we spot the Kadosh Baruch Hu punish our enemies, absolutely, all over. So I mean, this—that's what refers to that. Obviously, we do see that wicked people have suffer. There are people that have been punished, but we don't know the ways of Hashem. But one thing we have emunah that there will be din v'cheshbon for every action, for good and for bad. Okay, now we go to Perek of Zayin. Bayomu on that day, in the continuing our theme of Yemos Hamashiach, Yifkoid Hashem. Hashem will remember. He will visit. He will. Over here, the Mitzudos, Yifkot Hashkocha. There's a new translation for the word Yifkot. There's so many translations because it's all the same theme. It's to remember, and after you remember, to act upon your memories, to carry out. You remember something, and based upon the memories, you do something. You carry out an action. Right, Hashem pokad es, Hashem yam sandiv, Hashem caused it that she became pregnant and she gave birth. So we see that the word pikida is doesn't just mean Hashem remembers. Hashem remembers, and that triggers an action. Pikida is a remembrance. There can be a remembrance. Person is sitting home, he remembers the good old days. He reminisces about what was 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 10 years ago, what was yesterday. So therefore, nothing. Olam kiminhag v'nog, there's nothing you have to do. But pekida means I remember, and because I remember, therefore it is upon me to respond. It triggers an action. That's pekida. Sometimes it's a pekida for good. Sometimes it's a pekida for bad. Hashem pokad es, Hashem remembered all the tefillos and remembered. Sarah gave Hagar to Avraham, so Avraham should have children. So Hashem, that was a trigger, a remembrance to bring it about that Sarah would now become pregnant and give birth. Here it's a pekida to punish. Hashem will remember the Rishayim, what they have done to the world, what they have done to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem will now punish them. So here we have a very famous pasuk with reference to a very mysterious Ma'amar Chazal and a very mysterious pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis. Let's see, Vayim on that day, Yifkoid Hashem will remember and will act upon his memory to do the following. B'charboi ha-kosho v'ha-gedola v'ha-chazaka. He will take his sword. The three different expressions about Hashem's sword. It's kosho. It is hard. What does it mean, hard? In what context? I'm not exactly sure. It's a hard sword, and it is gedola. It's very large, and it's very strong. What's the difference between strong kosher and chazaka? I'm not exactly sure, but you have three different terms describing Hashem's massive sword that will be unsheathed at that time. And against whom will this sword be used? Al, live your son upon the live your son. Live your son, we translate this to mean this serpent, sea serpent, massive dolphin, whatever, this massive fish in the ocean, live your son, which is associated with Yemos HaMashiach. Now the live your son, there are two of them. There is the Nochash Boriach, it's called the Leviathan, the snake. It's a sea snake. Every creature that exists on dry land, there is a parallel in the sea. So in the sea there's a lion, in the sea there is a snake, in the sea there is a horse. Chazal explained this. There's a parallel in all the creatures in the sea, parallel creatures that exist on dry land. So just like on the dry land there's a snake, there's a snake in the ocean, and the Leviathan is that snake. Is a nachash bariach. Bariach means a bar. A bar, a crossbar that you put to close your door. Typically it's massive, it's thick, and it's straight. You cannot put in your door a crooked bar, it's not going to keep the door. When you put the bar into the sockets, into the hinges, the braces, it has to be perfectly straight. So here we describe one snake called the nachash bariach, and the second snake we call the al-livyoson nachash akaloson, the curly snake. And viharag, and what else will be killed with this sword? Es hatanin asher bayom. Hashem will kill, slay. Harag really is the past tense, but viharag es hatanin, the sea serpent, asher bayom. Now what does this mean? Now, by the way, in this parak, a lot of rash. The rash looks very difficult. Extremely difficult to understand the rashi. So I'm going to just pretty much focus on the mitsudos, luradak, and some other of the easier rishonim with some of the midrashim. And we'll just touch upon some of the rashis, but we're going to really focus on the mitsudos. So according to the mitsudos, there are three different creatures. There is the nachash, the levias nachash b'riach, the levias nachash akalasoin, and the tanin ashebiyam. The nachash b'riach refers to Yishmael. The nachash, the levias nachash akalasoin, the curly one refers to Edoim. And the tanin ashebiyam refers to all the other nations. And these are nations that are guilty. As we mentioned, we did the Haggadah, that today we live in the last Golus, Edom, but Edom today really is a shutfist with Yishmael. We're living in Endless, and the biggest riot is that today, what is on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? A mask. It's Golus Yishmael. Yishmael is a part of Golus Edom. So these are the two ones. Now, the reason why Nachash B'riach, according to the Tzudos, is because their influence extends from one end of the world to the other end of the world, like a bar. A bar goes from here to there. Yishmael is all over the world. Wherever you go, you'll find Yishmael. That's how far their influence has spread. Edom is not all over the world, but Edom, according to Chazal, they're crooked. Their ways are cunning and crooked. So therefore, they're described as the Nachash Akalosain. Now the Nachash B'riach, some Farshim Bonim, means that it goes from one end of the world to the other end of the world. The Nachash Akalosain is even larger than the Nachash B'riach, and because it's so large, it doesn't fit in the world. It can't lie out in the world from end to end. It has to curl up so that its entire body can fit in the world. So that's a very interesting idea, which means then that Edom is larger than Yishmael, and Edom cannot fit all over, so they have to curl up to make themselves comfortable. But that's the reference to these two nations. And then we have the Tanin, which refers to the other nations which are not part of Edom, not part of Yishmael, but have also, throughout history, have been partners and participants in causing Bnei Yisrael Tsar. So at this point, the Tanin will take out his massive sword, which is Kosher, Gadol, and Chazok, and will slay these creatures, Yishmael, Edom, and the other nations of the world. Now let's even read some of the words in the Mitzudos. Let's see over here, the Mitzudos, al-Levias Nachash Bariach, who mashal, this is a metaphor, al-Yishmael, Shumavriach, it extends Berov Hayishuv Me Hakotzeh El Hakotzeh, from one end to the other, Kmo Halivios, just like this sea serpent. Shemavriach Esayom Me Hakotzeh Lakotzeh, which is massive, which extends from one end to the other end. And then it says, the Alivios Nochashakalos Nu Moshal Al Edoim. Shum ukul b'mas, it's crooked. Kmo halivyason shebalivyason disavliyason shebavu roiv orukul, because it's so long, ma'akel atzmo, it bends itself b'mekoymos mehayom, in different parts of the sea. And then the third one is hatanin asher b'yom hu moshal yeser. Most refers to this moshal metaphor for the other nations. Hashoichnim b'yehem, which live among the islands. She'enim loy me'emunasam loy me'hamoy blo me'hamoynam, are not from their nation and not from their multitude, the other nations, which of course are. Okay, so three different creatures which will be slain with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's massive sword. Now we know the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayivra Hashem lokim es hatanim hagedolim, Hashem created the sea serpents. That's the one in Maaseh Bereishis. And Chazal tell us, I mean, in fact, read you the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he killed the, there was a male and a female. Rashi brings this down. And Hashem saw that if they would reproduce, they're so massive, they would destroy the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he slaughtered the male, I believe, and the female. He was in Sares, and he preserved it for the tzaddikim la'aslav. Let me read you the entire medrash. Remember thing wrong. Vayivra elokim, I'm reading for my sefer shazam medrashim. Vayivra elokim es hataninim hagedolim. Hashem created the large sea serpents. Hocha targimu. So in Bavel, they translate this to mean to the Arzile, the Yama. In Bavel, they translate the taninim that's mentioned. Chumash Bereishis is to refer to the re'aim. There's something called the Re'aim on dry land, which we do not know what it is. It's one of the mysterious creatures. And then there is a Re'aim in the ocean. That's what it refers to. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is the Tan of Eretz Yisrael. The Amor of Eretz Yisrael. He says, Zeh levyos nachash v'riach v'levyos nachash achalosayn, that when the Torah Pasuk says, Hataninim hagedolim, it refers to this Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Chav Zayin, the Leviosa Nochosh Buriach and the Leviosa Nochosh Akalos, and that's the two Taninim. Shenemar, this Pasek, Bayamahu Yivkot Hashem Bechabo Hakoshev, Goymer, on these creatures. Omar Rav Yudam Rav, Kolma Sheborak, Lishborhu Berlamo, Zoch and Keva Berlam, everything that Kashmir created was Zoch and Keva. Af Liviosa Nochosh Buriach, Velivios Nochosh Akalosim, Zoch and Keva Berlam, these two creatures, I'm not sure what he means. I'm not sure if he means that the Nachash Boriach is the Zoch and the Nachash Akalosan is the Nekeva, or it means there were a total of four. Not exactly sure what it means. Either a total of four, Nachash Boriach has a Zoch and Nekeva, and the Akalosan is the Zoch and Nekeva. Or maybe it means the Boriach is the Zohar and the Akalosan is the Nekeva. Here he seems to say in the parish of this Medrash, there's a parish or a running commentary on this parish, and this is V'chein Shnei Leviyosin Elu, Ho'echot Zohar V'yashen Nekeva. He seems to say the Nachash Boriach is the Zohar and the Nachash Akalosan is the Nekeva. And what happened? V'lmole Niskokin Zelos, that if these two would reproduce, what would happen? They would Machriven kol ha'olam kula, they would destroy the entire world because of their because how massive they are. Me osa kadosh baruch, what did Hashem do? Seiras es hazochar, he prevented the zochar from reproducing, castrated the zochar. V'horag hanekeva, and killed the nekeva. Umolcha, and salted her. La tzadikim la osalava shnemar. And that's what I want to point out over here in this pasuk. If we go back to the pasuk inside, when it says the Leviathan, it says Yifkoid. The pasuk means Hashem will visit. Yifkoid with the Yud. Yifkoid with the Lashon Osit. Hashem will remember. And do what? And when he will remember, he will bring death with his large, massive, strong sword. But then it says, V'horag. V'horag at the end of the pasuk is the past tense. So here it explains, V'horag es hatanin asher bayam. Now I'm reading you from the parish here, Koloimar, Omar Yifkoid Hashem Bilshoin Osid, Umi Idachomar Vilharag Bilshoin Ovar, Loimar, She Yifkoid Hashem Becharboy Es Nochosh Bariach. In the future, Hashem will execute the Nochosh Bariach, Shehu HaZochar, Kishem Shekivor Horag Besheish Esmea Breshes Es Livyosa Nochosh Akalosan Shuhanekeva. Just like in the past, Maaseh Bereishis, he killed the Nachash, the female one, and he sold it for the Tzadikim Liaslov. Now we all know that there's going to be a war at the end of the days between the Behemos, this massive thing called the Behemos, and the Nachash, the Leviathan, and the Nachash is going to slaughter the Behemoth with its fins, and there's going to be a question if it's kosher. I remember there's some very mystical midrashim of the battle between the Leviathan and the Behemos, La Asalavo, and the Tzadikim are going to eat it. All that ties somehow into this, but I don't know more than that for now.
Baba Basra,
right? This also is Baba Basra. Right? This also is Baba Basra. Very good, Nakdamas, right? So this also is Baba Basra. This, what I just called you, this marriage, Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Dalit, Amid Beis, where it quotes this, probably there's a lot more there. But these are just 2 points to remember about this pasuk. Lefi pshutoi, there are 3 creatures: Leviathan, Nachash Buriach, Leviathan, Nachash Akalosin, and the Tanim Asher Bayam. 3 different creatures. One is Yishmael, one is Edom, and the third refers to the other nations. It's a metaphor for massive nations that control the world all from history. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring an end to these creatures, Liyasalava. That is Lefi Pshutai. Lefi the Drush, Liyas Nachash Briach, and Liyas Nachash Nachalos refers to the Tanim HaGedolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Maaseh Bereishis. One is the male, one is the female. The Briach is the male, the Liyas Nachalos is the female. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already killed the female, and the male is still roaming around the world. And that male will be killed, Lasalovo, and that's what the pasuk repeats. It's not that there are 3, it's that there are only 2, and the end of the pasuk is a perish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now, at the end of days, kill the Bariach, just like he killed the Akalosain, and the pasuk refers to the Akalosain at the end of this pasuk by calling it the Tanin Asher Bayam. So 2 mahalchim in this pasuk. You should be aware also that there many of the Rishonim, of the Farshah, the Pashanim, go to town, and they have other nations that they cross-reference. The Leviyas Nachash Buriach, the Leviyas Nachash Akalosan, refers to Paro, it refers to India, Hodu Horis India, it refers to the Radak. So there are, maybe refers to Melech Ashur. So there are other mahalchim in who are we referring to. I think Rashi is very difficult. Rashi says we're referring to Paro, a king like Paro, and a king like Sancheriff during the time of Chizkiah. Okay, so there are other mahalchim of who these massive sea creatures are. Okay, Pasuk Beis, Bayemu on that day, Kerem Chemer Anula. Now this is an amazing pasuk. This pasuk goes back to the beginning of Sefer Yishayahu. We learned about the Mashal. I believe it was Perek Hey. We learned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael to a Din Torah. Can you imagine? Hashem says, I want to take my nation to a Din Torah. And Perek compares Bnei Yisrael to a vineyard. And Hashem says, I did everything possible to nurture the vineyard. I removed the stones. I built a beautiful fence. I nurtured it. I planted the most exotic vines, and I watered it, and I weeded. I did everything you can possibly do, and I had hopes that it would produce beautiful grapes. And what has my vineyard produced? Sour grapes. This is Perikei, and because Ashirna lididi shiras dodi lecharmo. Kerem Hoyol Lididi Bekeren Ben Shaman, my beloved had a beautiful vineyard in a special area, a special piece of land that was fertile and it was moist and had all the nutrients, and this was meant to be, it was meant to do great things. And again, the Pesukim describing Hashem did, and because the vineyard failed, and produced sour grapes. Hashem, in his anger, says he's going to destroy the vineyard. He's going to remove the fence, and he's going to tell the clouds that it should not rain, there should not be dew, and there'll be weeds, and the animals will trample upon it, it'll be completely destroyed. This pasuk here in Perek of Zion is referring back to that perek, and it's saying that li'osilova, in the times of Mashiach, my vineyard will produce the finest vines, will produce the best grapes and the best wine, and the world will sing a song in reference to Klal Yisrael that they are exceptional. Can you imagine today the whole world is anything that's done in Eretz Yisrael, the whole world is up in arms, they're screaming that racist apartheid state and this and that. Then we also love how there's going to become a time where the United Nations, if they still exist, every day will sing the praises of Israel. That's what it says. Bayomahu, on that day, Kerem Chemer Anula. Let's read the Rosh Pasuk backwards. Anula, they will sing concerning it. The nations of the world will sing songs about Eretz Yisrael, stating they are a Kerem Chemer, a vineyard that produces the best quality wine. And of course, this is a metaphor that there is no one in the world like Klal Yisrael. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechad varetz. That's what this pasuk here means. Pasuk gimel, ani Hashem, I Hashem notzura l'rogoyim Hashem. So at that point in time, when the world recognizes that the Jewish people are tzaddikim, they are the finest people of the world, I will guard notzura. I will guard them. I will protect the Jewish people. Lirgoim ashkena. Lirgoim means every moment. Every moment I will water them. I will make sure that they are nurtured and they are taken care of moment by moment. Lirgoim, every moment, ashkena, I will water the vineyard. Pen yifkod olecho laila v'yom, so that chas v'sholom, it should not be visited pen yifkod olecha, period, so that no harm should come upon it. I will guard them every single moment so that harm should not come upon it. Laila v'yom et sarena, by night and by day I will guard my nation. Pasuk dalet, chema ein li. So we get the pasuk vav, because pasuk vav is the beginning of the haftarah. Chema in Hashem says, now Hashem speaks backwards. Hashem says, here we are, Yimos HaMashiach. Don't be angry at me. Look, I want you to study. Hashem will ask Klal Yisrael to take a course in Jewish history. Study history, and you will discover that I was never fully angry at you. Although you would appear, you suffered terrible tragedies, it was done with love. I mean, it's impossible for us to understand that today, obviously, impossible. But Hashem here is saying, Chema Eli, there was never a time when I was fully angry, because the proof is that I was really fully angry at Klal Yisrael, I would have destroyed you. And that's going to be the theme of this entire parak. I'll just give you a general hakdama. I'll run through the pasuk very quickly, out of time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, look at the difference between you and your enemies. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim for 87, 86 years tortured you. You were there for 210 years. Shibud. They tortured you. What did I do to Mitzrayim? I completely destroyed them. They're gone. They don't exist. Egypt today is another nation. Whatever is they came to the Yam, they were destroyed. Did I destroy you? Never. You're still here today. You're thriving.
Hey, we have all the shiny stuff, like Chora Abdi, by the Eagle, all the other.
There was punishment, but it was not a complete korban. There was always punishment, but there was never anger. Yes, Hashem is angry. Hashem, people die, people suffer. I told you, it's impossible to fully understand what this means. It is impossible. It means for the klal, for the nation as a whole. I don't know the answer. I don't know, but in general terms, your enemies have been destroyed. And you, Klal Yisrael, even though you've done Avodah Zarah, Gilai Raya, Shvichas Damim, you're still here. So don't complain. Don't complain and say that Hashem has punished us and He's brought upon us Chorbin, because even though it's true I did punish you, but look at the big picture. The big picture is you're still around. You have survived. And all of the nations that have tried throughout history to destroy you, they have been destroyed. So that says it all. Chema ainli, there is no anger in me, because if there was anger in me, then mi yitneini shomer shayis bil milchama, because if someone would have given me thorns and thistles, bil milchama. Let me just read the pasuk and read the mitzvah, and we'll stop. F sahaba, I would pass over, like pasach Hashem ala pasach, I would pass over. At Sisena Yochel, I would burn the nation in tar. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's get into this. It's very hard to translate these words. Very hard. Rashi. Let's see over here. Let's get into this. Pasuk Dalet. The entire mitzvah. This pasuk Dalet. Chaim Eli. Gameyos. All the way back from the beginning of history. Lo hearti aleich aleihem kol chamasi. I did not pour upon you all of my anger. Ki. If I would punish you fully for your sins and pour upon you all of my anger, someone who would give me shomer v'shayis. Now this, the Mitzvah brilliantly says, you got to go back to Perek Vav, Perek Hey. Perek Hey, where we have the original metaphor where Kadosh Baruch Hu complains that my nation, Klal Yisrael, is a vineyard that has produced nothing more than sour grapes and thorns and thistles. Then this nation, Sheyitin li shomer v'shayis kloimar, ze hakerem. This nation, this vineyard, which is a metaphor for Klal Yisrael, shenosan li me'osh shomer v'shayis bimkoim anovim, that has produced thorns instead of grapes, im hoyli chema meruba, if I really was angry for real, then hoyisi posea bo psia achas, I would just take one step away, v'hoyisi sarfa kulo ke'echad, and I would burn, incinerate the entire vineyard, b'milchama, in a war, shani milchamima, that I would wage against it, li'para mimena al avonosecha, to punish it for its sins. So let's go back one more time to the pasuk, and then we'll stop. The pasuk says, I was never angry at you. Because if I was angry at you, then, mi yitneini, this nation that has given me shomer and shayis, that has given me thorns and thistles instead of grapes, I invested so much in this nation that it should produce high quality grapes, and instead this nation gave me thorns and thistles, then you know what? Ba milchama, in war that I would wage against it, ef sohaba, I would pass over it. Now, I don't know exactly why I'll take a step forward towards it or away from it, and otzisena yochad, I would burn, incinerate the entire thing in one shot. And did I do that to you? No. You're still here. You're alive and well. You're thriving. Klal Yisrael is doing well. And therefore, it proves I was never really angry at you. Okay, we'll stop here. Pasuk Hey.